You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Welcome back. In this episode, we continue with the last five of the Walking Leader's reflections on 2024. Now, these reflections are based not on one person, one place, or a thing, but a compilation of everything that happened in 2024. These reflections I consider to be what was finally made clear over time, over the course of the year. Now, taking what I know now from the way 2024 has left me, I promise, not just to myself, but to the world in general, I will work harder to make 2025 so much better. Now, I wish for you to do the same. See, if you want change, you have to work for it. Stop taking things for granted by expecting others to do the work for you so you can benefit from it. Remember, the other person might just be expecting you to do the work so they can benefit from it. Now all of us must step up our game. And by stepping up our game, I mean stop with the lip service and start with the action. Remember that Latin phrase I like a lot, acta non verba, actions not words. That's right, folks. So here is the last five of the Walking Leader's reflections on 2024. Here we go. Number six, the rule of three still applies. 2024 was a great example of why we should follow the rule of three. The three things we should never talk about. That's right. Never talk about politics, never talk about religion, and never talk about medicine, mixed company, or with anybody. Keep it to yourself. I mean, you are always going to be wrong and they are always going to be right. And hey, guess what? They are always wrong and you are always right. And that's the way it is. We all believe different things. Just be respectful of the fact that, yeah, we all believe in what we believe in when it comes to our politics. We all believe in, yeah, that's right. No, we all believe in our religion. We all believe in our religion. And when it comes to medicine, some of us may agree, some of us may not agree, but either way, a conversation has started, and that's a good thing, but we keep it to ourselves as far as what we believe in medicine and what medicine should be doing and not doing. Either way, doesn't matter, because from their point of view, you're always wrong and they are always right. And of course, from your point of view, you are always right and they are always wrong. And again, you see the disconnect there? And it's always going to be that, because that's the beauty of having your own opinions and your own ideas and your own viewpoints and, hey, your own freedoms. All right, let's move on to number seven. Hey, number seven, there was a band in the 1980s, a great band from England. It was called The Fix. And they had a song called One Thing Leads to Another. No, it was not that one. Oh, it was Red Skies at Night. Sorry about that. Red Skies at Night. That was another, it was a lesser hit. It was a hit in Europe, but lesser here in the United States. And they had a line in there that applies and has applied since then, since the 80s, and continues to apply. It applied before. Real simple line. They once sang, foreign affairs are screwing rotten. Lyme morale has hit rock bottom. And folks, they think they most certainly have. Foreign affairs are terrible. And there appears to be no end in the immediate future. And down the road, I don't know, it's just going to get worse. But hey, a couple of things to remember about foreign affairs. Other people's problems don't necessarily have to be our problems. Other people's problems have been going on for centuries, hundreds, if not thousands of years. Look back, open up a history book, you'll see it repeats itself. It repeats itself. That being said, there is things we can do about it as a collective. We can complain about it as individuals, but what's going to get done? Nothing. But until we realize that as a nation, we have to work to say either where we stand on it collectively, or where we stand collectively, or as representatives of a greater group. Either way, something's got to get done. But again, until they're fixed, things are just going to get worse and worse, and it's going to divide this nation. It's going to divide all nations. And 2024 was a great example of where things are going if we don't get this under control. All right, number eight. And speaking of line morale hitting rock bottom, people will continue, or people continue to be quick to polarize. They are quick to draw lines in the sand and deal in absolutes. And again, if we're not working together, we're working in different directions. We're not on a common path. And sadly, and it's scary, but in times of national emergency, national trouble, as it affects every one of us, that's when we come together. But it should not have to take a national tragedy, a national emergency, to bring us together. But that seems to be the only way right now. And we don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants any kind of national emergency. And because we don't want a national emergency, we're going to be divided. We're going to be polarized. We're going to be drawing lines in the sand. We're going to be dealing in absolutes, because there's nothing tying us together anymore. Very few things tie us together. Sure, we'll chant USA, USA, USA at the Olympics, but 2025 is not an Olympics year. So you see what's going on there? We have that common goal. We have that good thing. So again, we've got to work at that as well. And 2024 was full of that. Now, as I mentioned, there were moments in 2024 when we were all alone. When we were alone, we were individuals, and we were divided, as I mentioned. And then there were also moments when we were united. Sure, there were a couple. There weren't very many, but they were there. Sadly, those are few and far between. But we need more unifying moments. We need to realize why, hey, this is a great nation, why this remains a great nation. It is. It is. And I know this because I serve this nation. I still serve this nation in a different capacity, but I still serve this country. But I wore the uniform. I raised my right hand and I did my part to keep this country what it is. And I'm very proud of that fact. And I'm very proud of my time. And I'm very honored to have been among the long line that continues to this day and will continue into the future of individuals that raise their right hands, that are committed to making this and maintaining this great country. Now, the last thing, number 10, 2024 was a gut check. It was a constant gut check. It was constantly checking. We had to check ourselves constantly. And 2025 will be the same. But folks, one word of advice about your gut checks: always go with your gut. Your gut says something's off, go with it. Your gut says do it, do it. Your gut will very rarely, your gut, your intuition, it'll very rarely fail you. It fails you when you act too late. It fails you when you look the other way and don't do it. No, so, you know, it's a constant gut check. It was. There's just so much being thrown at us. 2025 will be the same. But let's listen to ourselves a little bit more. Remember, we've got to prioritize ourselves. Now, as a bonus, yeah. And as we wrap up, and it is really nice that the holiday season wraps up the year. It really is, because it pushes us to be in a better note, to be better people, and to look forward to the next year with optimism. And so bonus, number 11, in 2024, love reigned supreme. It always has. Love has always reigned, and it always will. So got to love each other a little bit better, but it doesn't mean taking people for granted. Loving people doesn't mean that we, you know, just expect them to reciprocate. No, everybody's different. But what it does mean is having that positive attitude, being optimistic about the future. Things happen. Things get good. Things happen for a good reason. Things occur. Good things happen. And folks, we need a lot more good things. Now, as I mentioned, of course, these are just my observations and reflections of 2024. Does 2025 appear to be better? Yes. It may be a slow go. It might be a slow go at it, but nonetheless, it certainly must be better so long as we work together And as the premise of the walking leader says, you must get up and get out there because that's the only way to get things done. That's the only way to be a leader. And being a leader without equal means breaking from the crowd to be the walking leader. So get out there, set yourself apart. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.